Boker Tov, good morning. Today's Daf is Daf 23, Daf Kaf Gimel. We left off on the middle of the page on Kaf Bet Amud Bet, 22b. At the Mishnah 22b. Mishnah begins. Eved Kenani Nikne Bekesef Ubishtar Bechazaka. A Hebrew slave can be acquired, a Canaanite slave can be acquired through money, document, and chazaka. Bekone Tasmo Bekesef Alidei Achirim Ubishtar Alidei Atzmo Divrei Rabbi Meir. And he can acquire himself with money by others, and with the document by himself. That's Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim say, Bekesef Alidei Atzmo, Ubishtar Alidei Achirim. And the Chachamim say, no, with money on his own accord, and with a document from someone else, Ubilvad Sheyeh HaKesef Mishel Achirim, as long as the money belongs to others, cannot belong to himself. So the Gemara says, Minalan, how do we know this? Tichtiv, as the Pasuk says, V'nechaltem otam v'nechem acherechem l'reshed achuza, Hikishan HaKatub l'sdeh achuza. Makes a connection between Eved Kenani to the ancestral fields. Mas de achuzah nikne bekesef v'shtar v'chazaka, af Eved Kenani nikne bekesef v'shtar v'chazaka. Just like ancestral fields can be acquired through kesef, document, and chazaka, so too the same with Eved Kenani. When it says, imas de achuzah chuzel ba'alim ba'yovel, af Eved Kenani chuzel ba'alim ba'yovel. What? The ancestral field, it goes back to the owners in the yovel year. You say the same thing about a Canaanite slave? Tamul amar, le'olam bayim tavod. That's why it says, no, they serve you forever. They would not go back. Okay? Sana. Af b'chalifin. So too, they are acquired with chalifin. Right? We learned this earlier. So the Gemara says, v'tana didan. Why did our Tana not teach chalifin? So the Gemara says, milta de'leita b'mitaltelin ketani. Milta de'ita b'taltelin lo ketani. Something that is not involved with metaltelin, with movable property, doesn't take place on movable property, he didn't want, that's what he was teaching. He was teaching things, only things that had nothing to do with the movable, would not have an effect on acquiring on movable property. Whereas this, khalifin, like a kinyan sudar, is considered something that they would do for movable property. So the Gemara says, Amar Shmuel, Eved Kenani nikne meshicha. A Canaanite slave can be acquired through meshicha. They're pulling him. Ketzad, how is that so? Tekafo uvatzlo kena'o. If let's say you grabbed him, and he came towards you, you acquired him. Kera'o uvatzlo lo kena'o. If you called him, and he came towards you, that's not acquiring him. So the Gemara says, Bishama da tana didan. It makes sense according to our tana. Milta de itam mitalte lo ketane. De leite mitalte ketane. Our tana was only teaching things that do not have to do with movable property. And that's why I didn't teach meshicha. Ela letana bira bara nitne meshicha. According to the other Tana, why doesn't he teach meshicha as pulling as one of the ways of acquiring a slave? So the Gemara says ki ketane milta de ita ben mekarkei ben metaltele meshicha ben metaltele ita mekarkei leita lo ketane. He was only teaching things that have acquiring in both movable property and in regular property, whereas when it comes to meshicha, it only has a jurisdiction, it only has acquiring over movable property and not actual property. So the Gemara says, Ketzad, how's that? So, tekafo va'etzo kena'o, kera'o va'etzo lo kena'o. If you grabbed him and he came towards you, you acquire the slave. If you called him and he came towards you, you do not acquire him. So the Gemara asks now, ukera'o lo, if you call him, it's not acquiring. Ve'atanya ve'vabraita, ketzad mesira. How is it to give over a slave? How is it work? Achaza b'talfa, if you grab his one of his hoofs, or Sarah's hair, ukafsha alea, every animal has on their back a saddle, bishlish alea, or the burden, the load that's on him, bifrum biyasha bifia, the bit that's in his mouth, uvizogsha betsavara, or you grab the bell that's on his neck, all of those cases, kena'a. So the Gemara says, ketzar meshicha, how would you do it by giving over? Korela vihiba'a, you call the animal and it came towards you, or you hit it and it ran in front of you. Once it lifts one of its front legs and back legs towards you, that's acquiring it. So what do you see from here? Calling the animal is acquiring it. Why don't we say the same thing? Calling the Canaanite slave, that's acquiring it. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Asi v'amri la Rabbi Acha Omer, no, he says it has to walk until it goes through its full length of its body. Meaning, once you call it and it walks the full length of its body, then you acquired it. But still, the question still stands. So the Gemara says, "Amri behema adata din mara azla, eved adate din nafsheka azil." Oh, the difference between a human being and an animal. An animal, when you call the animal, it's coming towards you because you called it. Whereas a slave, a human being, it's going on its own accord. The slave is walking on its own accord, and so therefore, its calling it is not enough. Amar Avashi Evet Katan Ki Behemah Damei. He says, no, maybe a child who is a slave is like a behemah, and therefore even calling him would acquire that child in that sense. Tan Rabbanan, Ketzar Mechazaka, how do you do Chazaka? He tir lo min alo, if you untied his shoes, or he holich kelav acharav lebeit amirchat, you took his clothing for him, to the Beit HaMerchatz, to the bathhouse, Hivshito, you unclothed him, Hirchito, you washed him, Safo, you anointed him, Gerido, scratched or combed his skin, Hilbisho, you clothed him, Minhilo, you put his shoes on, Higbio, you carried him, Kinao, all those cases, he would acquire you. So Amar Bishimon, Lo Te Chazaka Gdola Mehagba'a. You shouldn't be that chazaka is greater than raising him. Because raising him acquires in all aspects, in any situation. But what was he responding to? What is he saying? So the Gemara says, Maika Amar, what did he mean to say? Amar Ravashi, Higbi'o hu lerabbo kena'o. If the man carries or lifted his master, the master acquires him. Higbi'o rabbo lo lo kena'o. But if the master carries the slave, he does not acquire him. Amar Bishimon, Lo teh chazaka gdola mehagba'ah. He says, don't let chazaka be greater than carrying him. Shehagba'ah kona mikol makom. He says, carrying it acquires in every situation. So he's trying to say that even if the master carries the slave, he should acquire him. So he says, hashta da amar tikbio hu lerabo kena'o. Now that you said if someone raised his master, master is acquiring him. Elamata, if that's the case, shivchak na'ani tikaneh bebi'ah. Why doesn't a Canaanite slave get acquired through relations? Because what is essentially happening? She's carrying the man. So the Gemara says, "Ki kamrin an zen nehene v'zen mitzta'er." Ha'cha zen nehene v'zen nehenehu. Oh, the difference is, we're talking about a case of one person is enjoying, one person is suffering. He's carrying, he doesn't want to be carried. Oh, but over there, the slave is carrying the master, it's hard for the slave to carry him, he's not enjoying it. Over there, but the Canaanite slave, they're sleeping together, so they do both enjoy it. So the Gemara says, "Shelok edarka ma'ikalamimar." What if they're doing it in a non-usual manner? That's not enjoyable. Amar v'chayev barada dimin acha. From acha, he said, "Man lemalan delav hanayidlu letavar." Who says that's not enjoyable for them? Ve'od, and not only that, mishkavei ishakti. It says mishkavei isha hikisha hakaduv kedarka le'shelok edarka. The pasuk says, mishkavei isha, any type of sleeping with her. So it doesn't make a difference between this way or that way. It's connecting a regular way of sleeping with her with the unusual way of sleeping with her. Both of them are equivalent in this regard. Rabbi Yudah hinidua ger she'en l'yorshim haba. Rabbi Yudah was an Ethiopian. He was a convert. He didn't have any inheritors. He converted and doesn't have any inheritors. So Chalash, when he got sick, al mor zutra legabe, l'shayulebe. Mor zutra went in to visit him. Chazed de takif le al matuva. He saw that he was very sick. He was about to die. Amar le avdei, so Morzudas said to the Rabbi Yudas slave, he said to him, "Shalochli mesanai ve'amtino lebeita. Can you take my shoes and carry them to the house?" So why did he do that? The reason he was doing that is so that when the master dies, the slave would go ownerless, and therefore he would acquire himself, and so he would go free. So Rabbi Yudas said, "I want to take ownership of the slave. So what I'm going to do is, while he's dying, I'm going to have his slave do work for me. And so therefore, when he dies, he's still a slave. He's still working. And so now the work just transfers over to me." So that's what he says. Ika da'amri. Some say gadol hava. He was an adult slave. Zepiresh l'mita, zepiresh l'chaim. This one, the master Rabbi Yudas went to death. And the slave went to life, meaning he came, I mean, not the slave, I mean, over here it's talking about Mor Zutra. Mor Zutra went to life, meaning he's receiving his slave. Okay? Because Amrin, some say, no, Katan Hava, he was a child slave. Udilok Abba Shaul, and it does not follow the opinion of Abba Shaul. What's the opinion of Abba Shaul? The Tanya, the writer says, Ger Shemet, Ubizbezu Yisan Lechasav, you have a convert who died. So the Israel, Jewish people went and they looked at his property and they saw, Vahayu Ben Avadim, and they saw they had slaves. Ben gdolim, ben ktanim, whether they're adult or children, kanu atzman ben echorin, these slaves acquire themselves free. Abba Shaul Omer, Abba Shaul says, gedolim kanu atzman ben echorin, ketanim kol amachzik ben zacha ben. He says, no, adult slaves, they go free. Children slaves, whoever grabs them first, they belong to them. Oh, so this is going like not like Abba Shaul, because we're saying that the slave is really supposed to go free whether he's an adult or a child. And therefore, that's why Morze Zutra was having him do work for him at the time of the death of Rabbi Yehuda, the Ethiopian, so that you would be acquired to him no matter what, and you would not be able to go free. We said he acquires him with money. With money, he can be acquired from other people, but not from himself. So, what are we dealing with here? Maybe he does not have any consent. He didn't give any consent over here. Hold on. Mechti. Shaman and Rabbi Meir, Damar. Rabbi Meir says, Chovu le'evet sheyetze miyad rabo lecherut. It's not good that a person leaves his master from slavery to freedom. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that it's not a good thing. Utanena, we learn, Zachin adam shelo befanav, ve'en chavin lo ela befanav. You can do a zechut for a person when it's not in front of him, but you cannot harm him when it's not in front of him. Meaning, I can't redeem or buy somebody out against their consent, if that's not what's good for them. It has to be in front of them. They have to know about it. So Ella, it must be that he knows about it. Ella, pshita midato. Okay. Vehaka v'shmanan, alidea cherimin, alidea tzmolo. It's coming to tell us that only by others can be redeemed by money, and not by himself. Why? Alma, we see from here, en kinyan le'eved belo rabo. There's no acquiring for a slave without his master having acquired it also. Meaning, when a slave acquires something, it goes straight to the master's jurisdiction. And so therefore, if the slave has money, it's not the slave's money, it's the master's money. And so he can't buy himself out with the master's money. Right? He can't take down. So therefore, it has to be somebody else's money. So the master says, if that's the case, ema seifa. Go to the latter part of the Braita, or the Mishnah. Bishtar alidei atzmo. It said, with a document, he can acquire himself with his own. Alidei atzmo in, alidei acherim lo. His own document, but not other people's. The master says, ve'imi da'ato. If it's with his consent, why can't other people use the document to come in and acquire him out, to buy him out? So the Gemara says, "V'chi tema my alidei atzmo." What does it mean on his own? By his own, af alidei atzmo, even by his own. Meaning, obviously, others are allowed to acquire him out, but he too is allowed to acquire him. V'hakom hashmalan is coming to teach us the gito v'yado ba'im ke'echad, that his document of freedom and his hand, meaning, even though he can't acquire anything for himself because his slave owns him, when he receives a document of freedom, he reacquires himself with that document. Maybe that's what it's coming to teach us. But the Gemara says, "V'halo tane achi." But we didn't learn this. Not what we taught. The Tanya is a bright that says, "Bishtai alidei atzmo velo alidei acherim divrei Rabbi Meir." With a document can be acquired on his own, but not from others. Against what we just said. So Amar Abaye, le'olam shelo midato. Really, he did not give consent. He doesn't know about it. V'shani kesef, and over here money is different. O'il v'kani le'ba'al korchei, makni le'ba'al korchei. Because over here that he's able to be acquired against his will, he's also able to be freed against his will as well, even though he doesn't know, and even though that's not good for him in general, but because of the fact that he was able to be acquired with money against his will, so too he can be freed. So Gemara says, Yachef, that's the case, shtar nami. So too with a document. If he's able to be acquired with a document against his will, so too he should be able to be freed against his will. The Gemara says, "Hai shtar alechud, v'hai shtar alechud." No, these two documents are two different type of documents, and so therefore you can't try to compare one to the other. Right? Rashi says, "Zelashon kenya, v'zelashon shichror." One document is talking about acquiring, and one document is talking about freedom. They're not the same. The Gemara says, "Hachaname." So too by money, "Hai kaspa lechud, v'hai kaspa lechud." This money is for one purpose, and this money is for another purpose. This one is for acquiring. This one is for releasing. The Gemara says, Tiva miyachadu. Ah, but the nature of the money is really one. Money is the same money. It's not like we're making a sign on the money that it's specific for this person or it's specific for acquiring. It's the same money, and so therefore, you're allowed to use the money to acquire him against his will and to free him against his will. Rava Amar, Kesef Kabbalat Rabo Garmalo, Shtar Kabbalat Acherim Garmalo. No, the reason why I said it like that is because money, it's the receiving of the master that causes him to go free. And the document, it's the receiving of others that allows him to be released. So that's why it said, Ayadei Atzmo and Ayadei Acherim. V'chamim amrim b'kesev Ayadei Atzmo, the Chamim say with money on his own, b'kesev Ayadei Atzmo in, Ayadei Acherim lo, but not with others' money. Hold on, amai, why? Ne'in nami d'shalom mida'ato, even if you want to say he does not have consent. Michdi, let's see, shaman elu l'rabanan, we had a machloket, but the Rabbanan holds, the amri zechut hu sheyetze mitachad yad rabo lecherut. It's a zechut for a person to leave his master's hand, slavery, and go free. Utanena, and we learn Zachin la Adam shelo befanav, vein chavin lo ela befanav. You're allowed to do zechut to a person not in front of him, but you cannot cause harm to a person when it's not in front of him for him. So what is it saying here? Why aren't others allowed to buy him out if it's good for him to go free, even if he doesn't know about it? It's zachin la Adam shelo befanav. So when it says v'chi tema maya atzmo, what does it mean by himself? Even by himself, meaning others are allowed, but even he is allowed to do it. It's coming to teach us that a slave can acquire something that doesn't go to the master. The Gemara says, "Yeah, if that's the case, ema seifa, go to the latter part. Bishtar al yidei acherim velo al yidei atzmo, with a document by others and not by him. Hold on, we hold that his get and his hand comes together, meaning when he receives his get shichur, his document of freedom, he receives it and he acquires himself altogether just like that. So the Gemara says, "V'chi teima ma'ya yedei acherim." What does it mean? Al yedei acherim, af al yedei acherim, even by others. But obviously, he's allowed also. The Gemara says, "V'haka mashmalan." It's coming to teach us the zechut hu le'eved sheyetzei miyad rabo lecherut, that it's a zechut for the person to be able to leave his master's jurisdiction. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, yachi ni'arvinu v'nitninu, then let's mix it together and teach it all together. Bekesef uvishtar ben al yedei acherim ben al yedei atzmo, with money and with a document, whether by others or by himself. So the Gemara says, ela bekesef ben al yedei acherim ben al yedei atzmo, vishtar al yedei acherim velo al yedei atzmo. So rather, it must be, so meaning, it should have taught it all together. Meaning, why did it teach it as two separate entities? Kesef, like this, and then shtar like that. If you're really saying that both of them can be done by either him and the others, then why not teach it all together? So the Gemara rephrases itself. It says, no, by money, ayideh acherim ben ayideh atzmo. It can be both by others and by him. With the document, b'shtar ayideh acherim v'lo ayideh atzmo. It can be by others and not by him. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, who is following the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. How do we know? The Tanya Zebraita says, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar omer, af b'shtar ayideh acherim v'lo ayideh atzmo. You can even do it by a document, by others, but not by him. V'shalosh machalokot b'davar. And there are three opinions now. Now we have three opinions, right? We had the Rabbi Meir, we had the Rabbanan, and we had Rabbi Shimon. Right? Rabbi Meir was of the opinion that with money by others and with a document by others, with money by others and with a document by himself, that was Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shimon is of the opinion that by money you can do both, and by a document, only by others. And the Rabbanan were of the opinion that both of them, you can do both with money, both of them can do with money, and both of them can do with a document. Three different opinions on the topic. Amar Rabba, Ma'ay tamad Rabbi Shimon Melazar. What's his reasoning, Rabbi Shimon? Gamar la la me'isha. He makes a gzerah shava. Ma'isha ad sheyotzi get l'reshut she'ena shelo. Just like the woman, it's until you give her a get that's not in his jurisdiction. It has to be a get when you want a divorce out of his jurisdiction. So to a slave, it has to be given to the slave, not in the master's jurisdiction. So therefore, it cannot be given on by himself, because that's the master's jurisdiction. Rabba says, the Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, according to Rabbi Shimon, Eved Knani Mao she'aseh shaliach lekabel gito miyad rabo. According to Rabbi Shimon, what is the deen for Eved Knani to make a shaliach, to appoint a shaliach to receive his get of freedom from his master? So kevan de gamar lala me'isha ke'isha. If he learns gzera shava, just like a woman can do it, so too the slave can do it. Odilmar, perhaps isha de ihi matzi mekabelet gita shaliach nami metze mishaviyah. Or maybe we can say that a woman, since she can receive her own get of freed, then she can appoint a shaliach. Eved de iu lo mekabel gita, an eved who cannot, maybe this is doing yourself here, the matze, an eved who cannot acquire, he cannot receive his own get of freedom, shaliach nami lo matze mishave, then maybe we would say also that he's not able to appoint a shaliach to receive his get. So what's the din? Do we say he's like a woman, he can appoint a shaliach to receive the get or not? Batar debaya hadar pasha. He asked the question, he answered the question. La me'isha ke'isha. He says, just like a woman, zera shava, just like a woman, and so therefore, you can appoint a shaliach to acquire his get for him, to receive his get. Ve'ela hadamar Ravuna b'reder Yeshua. Hold on. Ravuna says, Hane kane shluchei derachmananinu. These kohanim are doing the messaging, the shalichut of Hashem. They're not doing our shlichud when they bring their korbanot and so on and so forth. How do we know? If they were our shaliach, is it possible that there's something that you're not allowed to do for yourself, but you can have a shaliach do for you? So therefore, they're not our shaliach, they're Hashem's shaliach. The Gemara says, velo, there's nothing that you can't do, that you can't appoint a shaliach to do. V'ha avda, we have a slave, he can't receive his own get, but he's able to appoint a shaliach. Oh, he can appoint a shaliach. So the Gemara says, velohi, that's not true. Israel lo sheikhi b'torat korbanot klav. And Israel has nothing to do with korbanot whatsoever. There's not a fair comparison. Eved sheikh b'gitin. And Eved is connected to the get, document freedom that he receives. And so therefore, that's why he's able to appoint someone to receive his get. The Tanya Zabraita says, Nir'ina dvarim sha'evin mekabel gito shel chavero miyad rabo shel chavero. A slave can receive a get from his friend's master for his friend, but he cannot receive the get of freedom from his own master, even if it's for another friend who is a slave to the same master. Even if it's not for himself, it's for another friend under the same master. Since it's from his master, he's not able to receive it. But therefore, you see that he is connected. He's able to receive a get for another person from his other master, from another person's master, but he cannot receive from his own master for his friend under the same master. Okay, we'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1 minute recap. We started with the new Mishnah, talking about Eved Kanani is acquired with Kesef, Shtar, and Chazakah, and how he acquires himself, we had Machloket. Then we got into the details of he's Konet himself with money, and then we discussed is it money by himself or by others. So we said three opinions. Rabbi Meir says that when it comes to money, it's referring to by others. When it comes to the document, it's referring to by himself. Then Rabbi Shimon says, with money, it can be by both of them. With the document, only by others. And when it came to Rabbanan, it says, by money, it can be by both of them. And by a document, it can also be by both of them. And then, finally, we got to the Amud Bet, which is really talking about if a slave is allowed to appoint for himself a shaliach to receive his get. And we said, how is it possible that you can appoint the shaliach if he himself, the slave, cannot receive the get for himself, the document of freedom? So what am I saying? Because he's shayach begitin, so he's able to appoint a shaliach to receive his document of freedom, even though that he is not able to receive it for himself. Baruch Adonai L'Olam. Amen. Amen.